Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
To have you with me, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I want you part of the conversation. That helps make you part of the solution. A lot of good stuff happens. I'm going to have a lot of fun. Sonja Schmidt's going to join us after the first break. And I appreciate the time she's spent. I always have a good time with her. I know you guys love her too. Got to send her some love. my God, I'm looking at everything going on around us. You look what's going on with Fauci and others, and you're sitting here saying to yourself, Mike, when is the truth going to become, it'll become to a point where people aren't going to be able to deny it anymore. I mean, I realize a lot of people denying what they read. I don't blame them. I deny what I see on TV, depending on the station it's on. And some stations or channels, I guess the old man to me calls them stations, but some channels, right? I mean, they try, bless their hearts. Is that what they say in Texas? Bless their hearts. They try to get it right. I will tell you one thing. Some of you know, because I know you caught me on there, but out of Houston every Friday morning, I do a show with Sam Malone out of Houston on The Answer. Another Answer station. We're on several Salem stations. God bless them for taking us on, too. But they're so much more open and easier to let it rip on the radio. Yeah, I mean, because the Texans want to hear it. They want to hear it black and white. No question about it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you sent me an email after last night's show. I'll give you more information, but we've had to put it off a couple of times because of technical stuff. But it looks like it's a go with myself and Alfonso Rachel. We'll be doing a show called Soul Food. I had to think, relax. I had to think about it for a minute. And I know many of you really have seemed to have appreciated our Thursday night segment on how we deal with, you know, the Bible, God's Word, and what have you, in a more, I guess, plain and simple English way of putting it. Because, you know, it's really hard when you go to church on Sunday. We're not pastors. It's not what we're looking to do here. But I guess the best way to explain it is pushing out God's Word with you guys and doing it in such a fashion that it's kind of understandable by the layperson, by the regular person who just wants to hear the truth of what's out there and what we should be doing, how we should be carrying ourselves, not with a holier-than-thou attitude. And some of you pastors, and some of you priests, some of you, clergymen who aren't married or don't have relationships, you know, don't have that regular 9-to-5 job where you're kind of doing the norm of the day, if you would. And do not take that as a negative. Take it for what it's worth, how I mean it. And you look at that, and now you're going to have two guys that come from both sides of the skin aisle, Really, seriously, I think it's hilarious. When Sonia comes on, we'll talk about this a little bit too. But I think it's hilarious that some of you, even my friends, are so sensitive to stuff I say, with whether it's a black secular friend, a black Christian friend. If they're not, why should you be? That's always like kind of made me giggle. Some of you have written me about some of the terms I use for Italian. What is it? Guinea, WAP, Dago, Greaseball. Why would you get mad at me? I'm Italian. I can use those words. You don't get mad at the black guys when you use the N-word. What makes me different than them in that light? That ain't right. I know. It makes you nuts. It's okay. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me at all. I just get a kick out of it. And that's what they've done to us. You know who I mean by they. Right? They've got you so afraid that you fear for me when I use a word you don't like. Well, listen, get over yourself, because you're not going to stop me. Unlike Facebook, God bless GCN, Genesis Communication Network. They took my show on. They syndicated this out to stations all across the country. They got some other great shows there. You can check those out at GCN Live. But it'd be sure to be calling for the death of a certain group or a certain person. They believe in freedom of speech. And we own our own show. This is something you have to understand, too. Is that we own our own show, so I don't have somebody coming up to me, one of my partners or whatever, or the network coming to me and saying, you know, we're a little uncomfortable with you talking about that Jewish stuff, Joe, or the black stuff, or the gay stuff. They can't do that. Now, if I really feel I went over the top, they could pull us off the air. But it ain't going to happen. They're good guys there. They understand what this is all about. And so, sorry. No, for real. I mean, sincerely. When you look at what's going on out there, you look at what's happening. We have got to push back. I think it's great. I don't know if any of you caught this, but Matt Walsh, he's actually doing a fundraiser for AOC's grandma. See, AOC, apparently she only makes $180,000 a year plus perks. And because of that, she can't find the money to help her grandma fix her little home up. Little Puerto Rican home would not be a big deal. Anyway, see what Sonia has to say about that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, joe@therealside.com. Sonia Schmidt joins us after the break. Hold on to your hat. We're going to go for it.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, although I don't know why. But obviously you have a very high IQ because you've tuned in here. And by the way, today is National Donut Day. And not one of you guys sent me a gift certificate or a donut. I'm heartbroken. I'm going to be all weekend long sitting in Dunkin' Donuts to try to get over my sorrow. Anyhow, but what makes me happy is having Sonia Schmidt on with me. She joins us like she does every week. Always love having her on. Always have a good time. Sonia, sister, I love your backdrop.
No, my little angel wing.
Yes, very nice.
Looks like it's going to go off.
People have gotten so sensitive. I was talking to Alfonso and Rachel last night, and I said, I get emails once in a while, not a whole bunch, about why do you call him bro? You know, black guys call black guys bro, but white guys shouldn't be calling black guys bro. It's kind of like a slight on them. And I'm going, what are you, stupid? My brother in Christ. It's like when I called Sonia sis or sister, I'm not doing the black thing. She's my sister in Christ. Why wouldn't I call her sister? People
now,
are like,
oh. If you said sister, then I go, you know what, Joe, that's going a little too far.
Me going, but, sister, can you see those?
I didn't know white guys couldn't say call black guys bro or each other bro.
It's got some racial overtone to it, I guess. It doesn't for me.
That's weird. I heard my pastor this weekend talk about going in to order, and I forget where he was ordering these fish tacos from, but he said he wanted two fish tacos, black and white. And that just meant black beans and white rice. He's always ordered them that way. And then all of a sudden, just hearing that come out of his mouth, he was starting to, you know, he was looking around to see if he offended anybody. Not that he would care, you know, my pastor. I mean, but it just shows you that it's on our minds, and the left has been so good at correcting us, reprimanding right. us, calling us wrong for so many years. We self-censor now.
Yeah, that's just so wrong. We have to be able to talk to each other. We have to have those conversations, you know?
And if you can't be a bro to somebody of a different color, then we're moving in the wrong direction. For the left who's saying that they care so much about race relations, the minute you show some sort of camaraderie or love with someone of a different color, you're either, in my case, a sellout. You know, or in your case, disrespectful. So the fact of the matter is they won't have any reconciliation with the races. It's how they survive. If they didn't have this sort of division, they'd have nothing at all. What
yeah,
could they?
Basically with the mindset and the direction they go in, you're right. You're exactly right. You know?
And it's just so arrogant of them to tell black people what you were talking earlier about, you know, what black people should be able to do and say, you know, I'm like, that's so condescending and it's so arrogant. I mean, that's a bad combination, condescending and arrogant at the same time. But how dare them tell me how I'm supposed to feel about certain words or certain situations, especially if they don't ask me. And I see them doing that with and I hate to, you know, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I hate to even use the term Native Americans. Just like I don't use African American. It's like, you know, the left just keeps coming up with more and more zigs and zags.
They're very, very divisive words. You know, but notice they don't use Italian American or Irish American,
nope.
right? Because those are all white people. We want to lump them together. One big
right. group. If they could count on your vote, if they could guarantee you as a voting bloc, they would do anything necessary.
That's right. You're
but
exactly
for us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For us, you have to keep us angry, divided, feeling less than. I mean, everything they do falls into one of those categories.
You know, and I can't speak for all different groups, but I know that in the black community, Italian community, the Hispanic community, grandma is number one. You do mm-hmm. any. When grandma says you're coming over for dinner on Sunday, you know what you're doing? Even if it's your wedding day, you're going to grandma's for dinner on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Put the wedding off a week or whatever. But, you know, you do whatever grandma needs done. You go take care of grandma. Well, AOC thinks that we should be taking care of grandma. She went down to visit her grandma in Puerto Rico. I don't know if you saw that. She took pictures of that apartment. And again, as usual, because, you know, Trump derangement syndrome is still right. Matter of fact, I think that is more dangerous than COVID because it doesn't seem to go away or back
no,
at
there's
all.
There's no vaccine Everything. For it. There's no vaccine.
Yeah, just vote them out. That's the vaccine. But anyway, So she blamed Trump for the fact that her grandma couldn't get her apartment fixed or didn't have enough money to get her little house fixed, okay? And here's a woman that makes $186,000 a year as a single woman, all right? Tell me she don't have $5,000 to put together to send down to grandma to help her out. But it's Trump's fault that when he sent the first batch of money down there, the Puerto Rican government stole it all. Right? You know how corrupt they are down there. And then on top of that, when he sent the second batch, he said, you can only use this money for A, B, and C, or you're not getting it. So she's blaming Trump for it, but she can't cough up $5,000. That's the lunacy of that mindset, right. isn't it?
And we have to listen to this because if our eyes aren't open to who these people are by now, I mean, it's Trump's fault, and it's the taxpayers' responsibility to fix their lives. And you never hear about them coming out of pocket. In fact, all you hear about is them doing better and better, you know, BLM. This woman runs BLM. She gets buys houses all over the place. I don't understand. I do understand. Don't even let me go there.
Well, you heard, did you hear one of the, not originators, but one of the original group or the inside group out of, I think he was out of Pennsylvania. He came forward and said, look, I left because, and everything that you and I and we've been talking about, he just laid it out and said, they're not for the black community. This is what they're doing. And he ran it down. Did you see it?
I think it's from Minnesota. I'm not sure, but nevertheless, how did we get so bamboozled? And I know that the left like takes that phrase. You've been bamboozled, been led astray, and all. How do we know that phrase as poorly as I just quoted it? But still, let the left trick us and bamboozle us. And how did this guy never know? How did I know BLM was a fraud before he did? And he was a leader and was in it for a year.
I think caught up in the hype. They get caught up in a, you know, we have the same problem in the political world. You get some of these young guys and they want to get involved in politics. So they volunteer. I see it happen all the time. They volunteer for the, to work with a congressman or an upcoming congressman.
Right.
Right? They get drunk with the power. They see what's happening and they ignore everything else because they think, well, that's just the way it works.
Right.
But then, you know, when they start seeing how far now he obviously had a conscience. And he's
that's the miracle.
How far they were straying from what he felt they should be doing. God bless him.
Nothing they say is true. Nothing they say is real.
We'll start with that. Joe is senior host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. More of Sonya Schmidt when we come back. Really, don't go far. You're going to miss a lot of good stuff.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares that we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden issued optimism after the latest jobs numbers showed employers added 559,000 jobs last month. It was a big improvement over the April jobs numbers, though it did fall short of economists' predictions.
We have now created over 2 million jobs in total since I took office. More jobs than ever been created in the first 4 months of any presidency in modern history. Triple the rate of my predecessor, 8 times the rate of President Reagan.
The president said No other major economy in the world is growing as fast as the U.S. is right now. Another meeting is planned for Monday after President Biden and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito spoke by phone. They're trying to reach a deal on infrastructure. The White House says Capito offered to increase the proposal by $50 billion, but the president said it didn't meet his objectives. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
How lucky can one guy be?
We gotta give Dino a few seconds.
She kissed me.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROPE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, but first get informed, please. Please don't be posting stuff up that you haven't checked out, you don't know to be true. Make sure you check it first, okay? Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Sonia Smith joins me, as she does every week. Kicks off the weekend, kicks off the party, kind of, sort of. How you doing?
I owe you an apology because you mentioned that today is
donut.
Well, that's where it's, you know, I didn't realize it was that kind of donut. I sent you something. Well, look in the bathroom. I'm pretty sure you'll find what I
said. I knew you were going there.
You'll see what I sent you.
Actually, I was in there earlier. It was quite soft. I should have looked down.
It was like, ooh.
I would send you the donut that makes noise when you sit on it. See, I look totally differently. Hey, listen, I'm surprised you didn't talk about the big news. I mean, we can't seem to get away from this locally. Did you hear that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck might be getting back together?
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait. I did not know that, but now that I know, I'm so excited. What am I going to do? Why does anybody still care about this? How many white toys has she gone through? Honest to goodness. Who cares?
I was reading an article this week that there were over 600,000 young kids in this country missing. Believed to be sold into sex slavery.
Okay? Mm.
600,000. And the news of the day is how Ben Affleck left J-Lo's house at 3 a.m. in the morning with a smirk on his face. What does that tell you? Think they're back together? No, I think he got what he was looking for. That's what I think.
And you know what? I was talking to you on the break about your biblical citizenship class, and it's so fantastic, by the way. I don't know if you know how much you hype that, but you really should. It's so good. It's so well done. But one of the things that they were talking about is how we have let Hollywood, or have let the enemy, and I'll just straight up say that, take over so many areas of our lives. Hollywood is one of them. And just the other day, I was thinking about how children now are, I mean, not only are they sexualized and taken away, kidnapped, I mean, we have a huge rate of that going on, but also if you go on YouTube and you see our children dancing, you know, they're doing the Beyonce dance, they're doing the hip thing, and I don't think they all know what they're doing, but it's such a different generation of children. They have surpassed the whole childhood thing, and now they're doing something that they don't know what they're doing, but it's pretty, it's not good.
Well, the girls are the women they look up to. You know, it's...
Mm-hmm. You're talking about J-Lo.
Yeah.
And I actually hired J-Lo. I was one of the people on the panel to select J-Lo at In Living Color for a dancer, for a fly girl, we called them. And she was just this chubby little Hispanic girl who could dance her behind off. I mean, she really was a hoofer. She could dance. And
when you say hoofer in my world, it means a whole different thing, but all right.
Not hooker. I said hoofer.
Oh,
that means
sorry.
Dancer. Fred Astaire was a hoofer. But then she evolved into, as all, you know, as most, I think, female entertainers have to evolve. We talk about this on the air all the time. But they have to evolve into some, like, freaky sex kitten. And now that they're so accessible in our homes, YouTube, whatever, they're so popular. People like J-Lo. People like Beyonce. Children are emulating them. And, I mean, if I were a father, I don't know if I could.
No, I would not let them watch any of that stuff. I don't care who's watching it. We're supposed to guard our children. You know,
that's right.
It was so fun. Yeah, see, and that's what I mean. We have taken that viewpoint as parents as time has gone on. I don't want my kid to feel bad. I don't want him to feel left out. I want
to be his friend.
And everybody else, right? And yet, mm-hmm. So you let them watch these sexually charged shows, even, you know, sexually charged commercials, what they're wearing. Mm-hmm. I mean, so why does an 8-year-old girl need a thong underwear? I haven't figured this one out yet. Okay, bad enough the regular underwear's got streaks all over. We don't need it with thong underwear. You know what I'm saying here?
Well, I don't know. If they're Hello Kitty thong underwear, it may be okay. I've seen boys do the Beyonce dance on YouTube, and it's like, that's a whole nother step of wrong.
I am. Well, I get it. Look, I'm on a school board, and sometimes when we're watching, you know, they'd invite us to the dances and stuff like that, the shows, and I'm going, you know, I finally looked once. I'm not sitting here watching pelvic thrusts.
How did they
do? Ninth grade or eighth? I'm not doing it. No. I feel like I'm in a little pedophile show somewhere.
Uh huh. You know? Yeah, and when my grandson was in a talent show, he was in kindergarten, and they did the kindergarten to the third graders. That was their section of the talent show, and there were several girls. One girl did a dance to Come and Get Your Love. I'll never forget that.
You know,
and I'm looking around like, where's her daddy? Cause,
right? I would have been yanking her off that stage.
Exactly.
I remember one of my daughters going to flag, you know, the color guard is what I called it or something like that. Anyway, where they twirl the flags and all that on the field. And she comes out of her bedroom getting ready for a performance, I guess is what they call it. Uh-huh. She had like 6-foot-long eyelashes on. You know, she had the blue. I'm like, Tammy, really? We're laying out of the house like this? And he goes, she's like, Joe, relax. All the girls are dressed like that. It's a performance. It's just makeup. It comes right off right afterward. But I'm going, why? I'm not looking at her face with all this stuff on it. She's out there twirling flags and doing jumps and hoops.
We didn't have to look like that. We didn't have to do that. It's not doing anybody any favors. It's not doing men, women. It's not doing relationships any good. These girls, God forbid what they turn out to be later on, but it's very natural for them to move when they're dancing. When we were dancing as kids, it was just silly and fun, and now it's like, where's the hole, you know?
Well, I don't remember, even when my daughters were young, the pelvic thrusts were nowhere to be found.
Right.
Nobody thought of that. And
right.
I remember about 4 or 5 years ago on the show, I was watching some, we were talking about a dance that J-Lo had been doing, and then who's your Beyonce? They both looked, and I said, you know, they all look alike to me. You know, there, and right away people jumped on me and said, you know, you people are sick. You go right to the racial thing.
That's what they thought you meant?
Yeah, they're wearing the same outfits, too tight. I could tell everything that they've got. They're doing pelvic thrust. They're moving exactly the same way. Give me a break. Are we
they
for real?
They didn't see it. Right. Wow. You know what? I don't think we're sounding old. I don't think we're going, in my day, we used to do the cha-cha.
That's right.
You know,
women wore stuff from their neck to their ankles.
Exactly. I don't think that's what we're saying here, folks. If you just open your eyes, and if you're on the left and you think everything goes think about the safety and the welfare of children when you're watching this stuff. You know, that, and as a dancer, I was a dancer. So when I'm watching, like I saw the J-Lo performance at Super Bowl, and there was one side of me that went, oh, that's fun. And I was looking at the lights and the costumes and the choreography. And then the next day I was like, oh my God, kids were watching that. You know?
No, and we that's what makes it okay. Daddy and mommy sit in a room. It's a football game. I think we've become so desensitized in this kind of thing.
We have.
But again, you know, you're sitting there watching this. I would sit there, and if a movie started off or there was something improper going on, I'm not going to sit there with my daughter and watch these things. I'm embarrassed to watch them.
Yeah.
That's gone, isn't it?
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, I was just listening to, I don't know if it was in your class or my pastor's class, and they were saying in Hollywood that you had to go through a panel of pastors before a movie could get done. And it was a big debate whether they should use the word damn in Gone with the Wind.
Oh,
it was a huge debate. So now I watch a ton of, ever since COVID, I've watched everything that's streamed. And I am so sick of hearing F-bombs, I cannot tell you. It's just like the word to you. It's just in every sentence they use it. So,
well, I know people, I don't want to give away too much, they're not my friends, but I know people that use that language, the MF word, in front of their kids and everything else. I'm just a little prude. And they're going, no, because when does it stop? What if he calls your, what if your little boy calls your wife that? Because he heard you calling her that, and you called him that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you use that. Where does it stop? And they don't see anything wrong with it, because they're just words. They're no different from the harsh words. Never. I would never use harsh words to my mom. My dad would have knocked me into my 21st year. You know?
We couldn't even raise our voice.
No. No, are you... How are you talking? What did you just say to your mother? Oh, nothing,
right.
Dad. I told her I was going to do what she told me to do. That's what I said to her.
Even my father, who yelled at my mother if we did it. No, excuse me.
Well, listen, when we come back, since we're on this trail, Disney, who everybody loves. What's wrong with Disney? Disney's wonderful. What do we have to worry about Disney for? Well, they've got a new cartoon. Features two gay dads, gender nonconforming kid, and the dad, both dads, white and black. So they're almost got everything in it at one
got
time.
Everything covered.
What more could you ask for? Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece.
We are back. We were just talking about these Hollywood players. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring her on in. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her kicking the week off with me. And Sonya, how are we doing this evening?
I'm good. I'm just trying to get out of California before it
gets
any worse.
Yeah, you got a smile on your face. That's pretty cool.
I mean, I'm hopeful. Very hopeful. I made a big risk, and it's really just trusting God and not feeling like he's saying no. So I'm out of here.
Now, I'm thinking, you know, I might call the realtor and see what I can do about telling them you're going to need another 6 or 8 months to make it come together. Because you're leaving me here alone.
I'm leaving. All of my friends have left California except for you. So I figure I'm just giving you incentive, just a there little momentum for yeah, to get the heck
you.
Out.
Really appreciate that.
It's thank not going to so turn around anytime soon.
So, first let me do this one, because this one, I don't even know what to do with this. You're talking about Disney. And when anybody talks Disney, right, and if you're not really tuned in or paying attention to what's going on around you, what could go wrong at Disney, right? It's Disney, the home of Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. And I don't know, how are they going to deal with that? Because they were talking about going to gender-neutral characters. We could have a Minnie and Mickey, both boys, both girls, both gender neutral. I mean, I have no idea. So
I'm not completely surprised. Well, first of all, As much as I enjoy fantasy and animation and all that, I mean, I certainly have had my share of fun Disney movies. And but I was always uncomfortable with the witchcraft and the dark elements of Disney movies in general. I mean, pretty much even when they were wholesome movies, you had some pretty dark characters and witches and witchcraft. And so
the good guy wins in the end, though. Like the, what was her name? Who's the one that fell asleep for 100 years? Snow White?
I mean, yeah. I don't... who was the good guy in that? I mean, this broad just
the
like...
The
who?
He kissed her and woke her up, and then they...
That's kind of sexist of you to say, oh, she's just like passed out, and some guy comes...
Took advantage of her while she was sleeping.
Exactly, exactly. But at least he had to work to get her. I mean, he had to cut through the bramble bushes, and so he actually had to do something.
And she was protected by seven men. I mean, really, come on. How much?
No, those weren't men. Those were just little guys who were...
Little guys. All right, little guys, if you're offended by that, you can always send an email to Song.
Exactly. But no, and then so then I started my last few years of working as a writer producer were with Disney, and by then the agenda was clear. You couldn't pitch a mother and father, you know, a married couple in the home. They all had to be single parents. There was clearly an agenda change by the time I was leaving Disney. Even though we would do like questionnaires for, you know, demographics to see what kids really liked, what they didn't like, what they looked forward to and stuff. And I'm telling you, the kids love to see mother and a father in a home. They, in fact, this was during the Bush era, one of my years working there. And the kid, one of the questions was, who do you most admire? The kids overwhelmingly said George Bush.
Wow.
But we threw out all of that because it was very important for us to tell our story and our, you know, what the story of the Disney execs was, anti-capitalism, single parent, just bully. It was, but not in the way we think of bullying. They bully somebody if they want to be independent or make a living or, you know, the kids yelling at their parents, that was always very commonplace. So okay. When you tell me that it's devolved to this point, I have to say, saw it coming.
You got to hear this. Don't have any liquid in your mouth, though. Seriously.
Okay.
I'm trying to be right. Disney is you know, in embracing, you know, an LGBTQ program, agenda, whatever you want to call it. They announced that a beloved animated series is about to feature a same-sex couple as well as a gender non-conforming character. Now, this is a reboot of a 2000, a show that aired in 2000, but it didn't do well, so they pulled it. Now they're going back to it because they've had 20 years to, you know, to make
right,
it work.
Right, to ruin it.
Right.
What
so
was
Disney
the show?
Announced that Billy Porter from Kinky Boots and Zachary Quinto will provide the voices for Disney's Disney Plus. This is what they're calling it. Disney Plus cartoon series, right?
That.
Interesting.
We have
you, catch that. You catch that, right? So they're now debuting the show. It used to be called Proud Family. Now it's called Proud Family.
It's Louder. Proud Family. Louder. They've messed up.
Right? So two gay dads, parents to a 14-year-old social justice warrior. And let me see. Anything here? It just, to me, it's kind of funny. It's like they've embraced everything that the social justice warriors are screaming about in one cartoon. Do they really believe by shoving it down your throat you're going to accept this?
Well, let me tell you something. That's exactly the phrase that they used to use in the writers' room. They said the American public is too stupid to know what's right for them, so they were going to keep shoving it down our throats until we get it. But this isn't shoving it down our throats. This is shoving it down children's throats.
Yep.
And we have Disney Plus. Now, I remember when I worked my first few years at Disney, one of the things that parents used to tell me, it was the one safe place they could leave on the television and they could do that. They didn't have to worry about right. what their kids were seeing. And now that's completely wrong. And I'm glad you told me that because I'm gonna. I got to
well,
tell.
Always, look at your little guy. Does he watch Blue's Clues or does he even know what that is? I mean, I've heard about that show forever. I mean, little kids that watch it, the whole nine yards. Now they have a they're going to feature a gay pride cartoon with, ready for this one, transgender beavers and non-binary dolphins. Okay? I mean, this is the see, you're falling over too. This is the ridiculousness of it.
It's so
and this
crazy.
Is what shines light on the fact that they're doing everything they can, almost begging you to accept the lifestyles and such, to the point where they're taking little kids and they're going after characters that no little kids love, like, you know, unicorns and dolphins and beavers and all of that, and they're making them of the gay or lesbian or transgender persuasion, if you would.
And
why do they need to do that if it's so right and so good to begin with?
Okay, you ready for the answer?
Oh, no, not really, but go ahead.
Because they're evil.
I
they know that their goal is to wreck a whole generation of children. And what can you do with that? No, you can. And I don't want to be graphic first hour on your show. However, there is, if you can see this, kind of like this race to the perverted top of pedophilia and child kidnapping and child sexualization of children. I mean, my last few years of Disney, I don't remember any straight. And I'm not saying this is a trait of the straight, of gay, but I don't remember any gay, straight, I'm sorry, executives. They were the ones who were approving the stories, approving this, the pitches, the, you know, it really changed from the time I started working for them to the time it was over. But then you have to go, so why are they doing this? There seems to be a concerted effort to really screw up this next generation.
Well, you know, what's funny is I was in the book that I wrote. You helped me with the titles,
uh-huh.
the first chapter, Absolutes, mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
And see? And really, when I went back and read that chapter, because we talk about it on a regular basis on the show, and I said, you know, I've been saying for years, for well over a decade, if there's a right and wrong, if there's a specific way to do something, then you can nail them on being right and wrong. You can nail them on going down the wrong road.
Mm-hmm.
When they do this, they're indoctrinating our kids to believe not only you can be whatever you want, every single thing is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. So if a 22-year-old wants to have sex with a 12-year-old, it's cool. And frankly,
right.
Here in California, it's legal.
It's legal. So, but they're not saying everything is cool. They're not saying to be kind, to help an old lady across the street. They're not saying get a job and work hard and support your family. They're not saying any of that's good. Everything that they say is good is perverted and wrong and will cause our children a lot of pain in the long run, from drugs to, you know, sexual experimentation. I mean, just everything. It's so sad. You know what? And then I go, how do I protect my grandson against this, or my grandchildren
you
against all this?
You are the most trusted person in the home. I was reading articles about, you know, who kids trust in the neighborhood, in the home, in the family makeup.
Yes, Granny.
High school, in the, outside the house, it's high school teachers, believe it or not. Teachers have the highest esteem. When it's in the home, in the family, it's Grandma. Grandma has the most amount of clout, more than daddy, more than mommy, and
well, I will tell you, on your biblical citizenship class, that whole series about black people, their influence in our history, do you know that I had not heard 95% of those people? So rather than fight the whole CRT and BLM and all that stuff, I'm going to learn this stuff that Tim Barton was talking about, and I'm going to teach my grandson.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying doing it.
Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
And thank you. And I'm hoping that that we get that out more and more and more across the country, because you know what? It's the truth that will set you free. It'll make you free, right?
That's right.
Sonia Schmidt at SoniaSchmidt.org. SoniaSchmidt.org. You see her here every week. Go pick up her podcast. And, Sonia, I always love having you on the show. Have a great rest of the weekend.
All right, you too.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Look at coming up the next hour, you got Just Me, and we're going to hit it on all the... Today's going to be like crazy Friday, so no drinking till the show's over. We'll be back in a minute.
Oh, you didn't tell me no drinking till the show's over.